Ajar, the entryways illicit, spur the aching beds of confession seen within. The jagged frenzy spawned from staggered rhythms. Pattern, strange fables of fates depraved, where the singular act of concealment hide all our disjointed nightmares and vacancies in a place reserved for and then burrowed deep within the individuality found apportioned by the steps of dance. Vagrantly strolling through windswept corridors and disheveled halls where lost landings rise and then fall into vantage points sustained in the tunes crafted from notes. Notes the shivering abandons. There and then. Appalling squalors built by the banisters of deconstruction, its every essence filtrates through each of the unspoken commonalities, where untethered chains assist the binding spells procured. Garrisons and sentries mark the gated sequencing, as clotted entities plead their mournful songs unfit for proper speech, and without an inkling of reprieve, they bleed out in drips that seep, suffocating slow. And all this finds its reasoning built squarely upon the foundations of echoes cast long before, where through the means of unknown strands, causalities appear, cufflinking you out, and because of the strange heredity that somehow pulses through your frayed and feeble artistry. And this all came to be pronounced out of your very own predilection toward loyalty, and all the renderings one such worldview could suggest, where condensation bubbles from deep within, the internally prohibitive valves locked forever upon the distinct flavorings forged by the self-reverential hands of nepotistic pontification. Brackets are built succinctly to stopgap the harrowing appeals of misaligned and decentralizing forces, and are brokered solely to quell the flaring distempers, too oftentimes layered in and by prideful construction. Calamity, gagged by kerosene-soaked tattered cloth, stuffed deep into the gaping wound, ever only offering festering appeal. Fade from me my darkened dreamscape, as no longer am I able to collect your escalating fares. What once piqued the disgruntled interests of a wayward child has since grown apostrophized in its ever-soiling stirs that blend contaminating sediments into thickening waves, where the necromance broods foul, leaving the composition unrecognizable, allotting only scars remain in view, sorted indiscriminately within loosely sealed mason jars that settle too near the shelving ledge.